Spooky players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for October 25th, 2021. This week's nail polish is holy smokes. The chameleon said I did a good job making up cringy nail polish names. I take that. Congrats to all of you who guessed correctly. I've also noticed that much more people are participating in the quizzes that have pictures. So maybe I'll do more pictures now. We'll see. This episode today is going to be a little shorter than usual, just because I'm busy doing other stuffs for y'all. So probably all in all, the same amount of Strumpf, if not more, for you, but in different formats. So, in A tier, J Nails and Shanahan, aka the Roistering Drunken and Doom Poet, kicked off season 48 with a tie. In B, one Haka 3 won against Marcus, but Mick remains at the top of this division after another win. Mick has now 72% in wins. In three, Singlety opened the season for B2 with a win against Aku Chi. In C1, Lemon Spawn added another win against Spiraler. In C2, Earl is now tied at number one position with Brian. C3 players decided to enter the competition, and Cyrus has claimed the top spot for now. Some more matches have been played in C4, but Yoma was able to hold on to number one this week. Over in D tier, Halo ND007 added a second win to his season run and remains at the top of D1 division. D2 players entered the competition this week. Tufte and my lovely teammate Namek share number one after they tied their opening match. Mort remains at the top of D3. D4 finally saw some matches with a Sounder leading rankings of players with finished matches. E1 players also kicked off their season. C.R. Lundy and Fullwagon are tied in number one position of those players who have already finished matches. We also had an opening match in E2 last week. Bambugler is here in preliminary number one. Snappy Boy overtook Eskuglund at the top of E3. E4 players also opened their season. Three matches went down that left FR Young Tread, arguably the most stylish player of them all, in the lead. In E5, there were no changes. Kobud27 remains at the top. In E6, Seltrosa and Jekyll tied their second matches as well and remain in shared first place. Also, a very happy belated birthday, Seltrosa! In E7, Grass Wander overtook both Heth and at Detector and is now in number one. And in E8, Leo Ha overtook Chestick in the lead. By the way, is this a completely German division? Where is Huapati from is what I'd like to know. And with this, we have already reached the results comments shoutout section. Let me pull this up. What have we got? Okay, so there were results from I-15 Uniboshi played 5-1 against Triftblim, and Uniboshi says, thanks for the fun and the thrilling close games. And I just wanted to shout out that Uniboshi is one of the nicest people I've ever played. Very polite, very friendly, very nice. Then we had results from J19. Petrovic 78 played 2-4 against Fifi 35-4-10. And the comment is, no comments. And then in brackets, although it was fun to play. Which I just love. I think it's the best comment I've ever read, just on a meta level. Then we had results from G10, Tuhei's new 6-0'd Merlus, and comments nice games with a nice guy, which is something I would probably appreciate if I was clean sweeped. And then we had a rare comment for results from A1, which was, if you remember, the tie between the Drunken Poet and Nails from the Crypt. And Shanahan said, Ghost Ship too fun. And I'm sorry I missed it, is what this comment makes me think. But also, why don't you comment on your results more often, dear A players? And then there was a comment for results from H18 at Zwiebacke, tied Handinator. And Zwiebacke says, we hope the result is correct. We're both not sure if we ended with 3-3 smiley. Which is so cute. And winky smiley. Winky face. Winky. Smiling winky face. Smiling winking face. I'm good, thank you. Then we had results from J11, Gabriel Hensberry. 1-4-2 against the Punisher. And Gabriel comments, GG! And then the little heart emoji. Sorry if I'm making assumptions here, but I do appreciate men who aren't afraid to use heart emojis and men who can emote and are not afraid to show emotion. Yes. And that was it for results comments, which brings us to the significant lead shout out. And what can I tell you? There are 16 new members of the Significant Lead Club this week. And they are, well, I already told you about Mick. And then we had MCU Fly and Enmego in F tier. We had Kuni 86 in G tier. We had Dean Corso, Zwiebacke. Yeah, Dean Corso and Zwiebacke in H tier. We had Trash Panda, M. Weinreich, Squonk 2, Chief Salsa, Yuzo, and Kirito RDW in I tier. And we had Witz, Merti Mert, Quadruple 5. Float My Boat, and Languste in J20. Congrats to all of you! So, for the Shuffle It Championship, you will have noticed, but we're down to quarterfinals! Quarterfinals are set! We have HSYPSX against Silly Potter. We have RTT v. Recycled Garbage. We have Mercury 444F against J-Nails. And we have Haka 3 against NA Smith 99. I unfortunately haven't been able to follow a lot of the matches this past week, but I'm very much looking forward to these quarterfinals. It's very exciting. It's very, very cool. Good luck to y'all. Now, I have also not been able to follow developments in Masked Player too closely this past week, but there is now a form to submit guesses about who is who. If I personally had more time, I would draw up a list of matches and note down every spectator of every match, because that would help me personally more to kind of get an idea who might be who. But, I mean, there was just more important business last week, and there is a little more important business this week. But a couple observations. HSYPSX did commentary for the Dan Brooks v. Season of Night matches, and Akuchi did commentary for two matches yesterday, and I noticed Lemonspan specking a lot of the matches, but also the Stenbrooks reseason. I'd Wandering Winter was specking that as well, and Tracer. I don't know. There were some thoughts on play speed with Stenbrooks, and there was also yesterday a rage quit by Ill-Gotten Brains. Those were my observations. A very special shout out to Night War on Elm Street for fully committing to this tournament. A video with mask, with a very spooky mask. It was very cool. I wasn't able to watch a lot of it, but you definitely get extra bonus points for dressing up. Over in Size Games, the group stage of big games is over and done. In round 4, Jay, True Piano, and A Libby won their matches, while Derpa and Simon White Jr. and Cyrus and Bitterworm Coil tied. Advancing to playoffs are Cyrus, Derpa, Jay, True, and Bitter. Cyrus will play Bitter, Derpa will play Jay, True for semifinals. Good luck to all of you. Groups are also finished in medium games. AJL 828 and The Man 0613 advance to semifinals, while Putje is playing a quarterfinal match against Asounder, and CPSCH2 is playing a quarterfinal against 6K3W 7IV5TG 28. So good luck. And you won't believe it, but the group stage for small games is also done, and the overall rankings are led by me! I'm in playoffs! I don't understand how the seeding worked, but there are quarterfinals, and then Matlock72 and Kruskin are already through to semis. And I do hope I get to play Matlock in semis, because they are very nice. I think they were the first person I ever played in a non-league tournament, which was Base. Do I have to remind you that like 60 people played Base? Just a friendly reminder. It was a very popular tournament. Anyways, so I'm looking forward to getting to play Matlock, hopefully, in semis. But we'll see. And doubles. 100 years passed, and my brother and I discovered the new avatar, an airbender named Aang. And although his airbending skills are great, he has a lot to learn before he's able to save anyone. To be honest, I have lost overview of doubles a little bit. I think two or three teams might have dropped from the US groups. One or two? I don't know. What I do know is that Team Sigdal will advance to the elimination stage of the competition, along with Follicoil and Alpha 2. And from our group, either Cheesewave or Jerrylit. Time will tell. Then 21 people met this weekend for German League. Nizala, Mr. Frog, Ich bin da, and Tufte made playoffs, where Nizala took the win. Congrats! Overall rankings haven't been published, I don't think, but with these last results, Nizala and Ich bin da will surely remain in the lead. Also, am I mistaken in assuming there's only two tournaments left, and then there's the grand final tournament? Exciting prospects. For my personal week in games, Team Numpf played their final match of the doubles tournament last week. And that was all Dominion that happened for me all week. 2 days of no Dominion at all. The sadness. But I'm back now. On to the style guide. So, as I've said, I haven't been able to watch a lot of matches, but I was thinking how both Alliance and Populate should get style points if you could also empty province or three pile without. right? If you had the money to just get the last province, but you alliance instead. And similarly, if you had the money to empty a pile, but you decide to populate instead, I would give that some style points. And that brings us to the preview. So on Thursday night, 030 UTC. Is that how you say that? Half past midnight UTC. Sweetjohn 33 will play Lemon Spawn for C1. There's a lot of mix matches going on. And then Friday, 18:30 UTC, Tufte will play 8:19:28:128. Saturday, 15 UTC, Apostolos Oruler will play Sammy for B1. And that's all so far. I mean, we all know that 4 championship matches are probably... will probably be played. We'll see when it happens, if it happens. And that brings us to Spectret, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. And I'm very proud to share with you that I played my best round of Fantasy Realms ever! Ever! I started out with 3 floods, and this weather that gives you +10 for floods, and then I was able to build my deck into 6 floods that gave 60 points and 70 points respectively. And in the end, I had around 230 points. So that was pretty neat. I like Fantasy Realms. What I like best about it is that it's fast. What I absolutely don't like about it are the illustrations, which are just you, like cliche fantasy, sexist. I don't know. It's frustrating for sure. Especially because this was only, I think, it's from 2017, and then it was introduced in Germany last year. So, yeah. Anyways, like the game, don't like the illustrations. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Trumpf, and I'll catch you all next week. The game has ended. Bye!